sales tax returns in Haynes are down, and the Haynesboro police chief considers his options as his contract is up for renewal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Haynesboro Police Chief Heath Scott is currently in negotiations to renew his contract for an additional 5 years. His current contract ends this Saturday, July 20th. At a Public Safety Commission meeting last week, Scott said he would be happy to sign a 5-year contract, but he did want to address a few concerns. He said that the borough needed to address the issue of providing police service outside the town site, which is a violation of the town charter.
When I signed my contract, I signed my contract knowing that I would operate as the police chief inside the town site service area, as code establishes. And that happened for 6 months, and I would like that to be addressed. I certainly know it's not a quick fix, but one that should be addressed nonetheless.
Scott also said he wants the borough to better appreciate the police department's budget needs.
This is a very expensive undertaking, taking on responsibility for our public safety.
Two of the past 3 years, the Haynesboro Police Department has run over budget. Last week, the Haynes Public Safety Commission voted unanimously to recommend that the borough manager offer Scott another contract. However, Scott has a few irons in the fire. He is the final candidate for chief of Wrangell's Police Department. Scott says he will interview for the position on Friday. Earlier this spring, he also applied for a job as chief of campus police at the University of Alaska Anchorage. He says if he is satisfied with the terms of his contract in Haynes, he will cease his applications elsewhere. The governor's vetoes have dominated the conversation about the economy lately. As the economic burden shifts from the state to local governments, incoming revenue gains new significance. As Claire Stremple reports, tax returns in Haynes were lackluster.
Sales tax from the first quarter of the year, that's January to March, were low. That's despite a boost from the newly collected tax from certain online retailers. Borough Finances Director Gila Stewart says that's unusual but explainable. The borough eliminated the sales tax for long-term rentals in November, which cost them, or saved the taxpayer, $14,000, depending on your perspective. Long-term rentals are leases of 9 months or more. A dip in winter tourism cost the borough about $8,000. They chalk that up to a poor heliskiing season. Online sales taxes are a new stream of revenue, but the $14,000 they brought in this year didn't quite make up for the losses. In Haynes, I'm Claire Stremple.
Governor Mike Dunleavy's budget vetoes affect the way the Haynes Economic Development Corporation is looking at the future. Claire Stremple has more.
The Haynes Economic Development Corporation is a nonprofit tasked with planning to develop local economic resilience and grow the economy. At a recent meeting, Executive Director Margaret Friedenauer said the governor's cuts made her think twice about their 5-year plan. That's the blueprint for how HEDC operates.
I was sitting in my office one day, like looking at our 5-year plan, saying if these vetoes stand, we I don't know what to do with that 5-year plan.
She said she'd have to reprioritize her time.
Because some of the stuff just, it doesn't seem important in the face of some of the things that may happen in response to the budget situation.
That's because though HEDC wrote a plan that has room for changes and fluctuations in the economy, they weren't expecting such dramatic cuts across so many services. Friedenauer isn't scrapping the plan, but she says she's going to spend a lot more time just to track and mitigate the local effects of the budget cuts. Vice President of the HEDC Board, Sean Gaffney, was in support of taking another look at their priorities if the legislature does not overturn the governor's vetoes.
Whether we change anything or not, given the magnitude of the changes in the state budget, to go through the process of ask and answer the questions and make sure that the priorities that we're chasing are the right ones.
Gaffney said HEDC should pin down the effects of the proposed budget cuts on people in Haynes. Many programs may change or cease entirely, from senior benefits to Head Start. So he wants to know the dollar amount per year that the cost of living in Haynes would go up.
It is challenging to go pinpoint that number, but there is one. And my concern is that it's much larger than what people understand.
The greatest impact to the borough is the potential cut to school bond debt reimbursement, the state program that pays for school construction projects. The governor's vetoes means Haynes will be on the hook for about $450,000 additional dollars per year to pay off debt from building the school. The assembly chose to cover the shortfall using money from the $2.8 million reserves rather than raising taxes significantly. But how the cuts to a variety of services shake out for individuals is less clear. That's what he proposes the HEDC determine. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.
The legislature sued Governor Mike Dunleavy over school funding Tuesday, a day after the administration didn't send out the monthly state aid to school districts. The legislature and administration filed a joint motion asking a judge to order that the state continue to send the monthly checks for public schools and student transportation until the case is resolved. Kodiak Republican Representative Louise Stutes is the vice chair of the Legislative Council, which unanimously voted to approve the lawsuit last month. She says she's glad both sides asked a judge to keep the payments going.
It's the right thing to do. This money is owed to those schools. They created budgets based on this, and to withhold it is just... I have a hard time understanding it.
The dispute is over a law enacted last year and signed by former Governor Bill Walker. The law sought to provide school funding for both last school year and the coming year. It also provided additional funding for $20 million last year and $30 million in the coming year. Attorney General Kevin Clarkson has written an opinion that the law isn't constitutional. He says the law doesn't follow the annual budget process required by the state constitution. And he says that it violates a constitutional prohibition on dedicating funds. Assistant Attorney General Maria Barr says Clarkson believes the legislature must pass new school funding. But if a judge agrees to the order, that won't affect school districts in the coming school year.
Attorney General Clarkson has agreed to seek an expedited briefing schedule to get this issue resolved as quickly as possible, and he hopes the court agrees to consider this case quickly so we can come to a resolution on this important constitutional issue.
The $30 million in additional funding is not included in the joint motion. While previous administrations paid out additional school funding by February of school years, Dunleavy asked the legislature to reverse the funding. The administration later paid out the money in June. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.